Episode 71 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, finds President 43 and his Attorney General visiting the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, the evil vampire at the heart of the administration and Vice President of the Known World. The Carrie Edwards machine is up and running and election season is about to explode upon America. Let us join the President.
George? What's this thing here?
Where?
Over here. Ain't got no label on it.
Well, I don't know. Well, I ain't seen it afore. Let's see, there's a J. Edgar Hoover Memorial, the Joe McCarthy Memorial, the Dulles Brothers.
Over here's Calvin Coolidge. And that empty one there's for Reagan.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Ashcroft. Come on. They's a-waiting in Don's Media Center.
Ah, here you two are. Come in. Come in quick.
Hey, Henry. Hey,
Henry.
Don.
Rumsfeld.
Gentlemen.
What's that new case in the hall?
Ah, that shall be my Nixon memorial. I'm having him shipped in from Yorba Linda.
But they buried him, Dick. Wouldn't be right you digging him up.
It's tricky. My minions will have to be quick and clever. I have permission, Ashcroft.
Well, why didn't you say so? That's all right, then.
What's with all the sandbags and barbed wire?
We're being prepared. Not only are the terrorists coming, so are the Democrats.
Where? I'll stop them.
Ashcroft, put your gun away.
They aren't coming immediately, John. But all of America needs to be prepared in any eventuality. Just in case.
Besides, before the conventions, we'll need to raise the terror threat level to disrupt our enemies.
You mean Osama bin Laden?
Bin Laden, George. No, we mean the Democrats.
They're a bother, George. Has Carl or Andy briefed you?
Nope. They's all hiding in Scooter Libby's office. Say they won't come out till after November.
He's ordering in Chinese takeout. He's here for the long haul. Well, I suppose we could poison him.
Now, John. George, it would have been very helpful if they'd briefed you. There's a serious danger that you might actually lose the election, George.
By God, we can fix that, can't we?
Well, we had hoped, of course.
Possibly not. Kerry's security is very tight, and we have no guarantee of Supreme Court backups this time.
Well, we got Congress, ain't we?
Would you care for a flak jacket, Mr. President? We might retain the House, but the Senate looks dicey.
Yes, and I'm under increasing scrutiny. It will be very touchy if we lose the Senate.
Well, Richard, I warned you about angering the Democrats unnecessarily.
But it's such fun.
It really is. They get all flustered and puffy, and they sputter. Ted Kennedy is a world-class sputterer. It's quite delightful. I might remind you that they used to say the same things about Bob Dole and you.
Probably why I enjoy it so much.
Well, what'd happen if we lose?
We don't care to discuss it.
That won't be good at all. There is reason to believe that if we lose the election, we will all spend years in court or in front of Congress and end up in jail.
Well, I ain't done nothing. Well, I ain't going to jail.
I'll see to that, George.
You'd have to kill him to prevent it.
He'd at least be an easy target. He'll probably be in the next cell.
Yeah, just a blamed minute. George and me ain't did nothing to get riled about, by gobs. We's appointed by the Almighty, and you can't say nothing he does is crooked.
Actually, Ashcroft, each and every one of us could go down for a number of years. Being a living head in a tray, of course, I leave no fingerprints, so I'll only do a few years. You and George and Richard are walking constitutional violations.
Well, I don't get it. What we done's illegal.
Quite a bit, George. All of our new environmental policies are suspect.
Much of the Patriot Act, then there's our foreign policy. It's a mess.
Gad, any serious investigation could hang us all. And there's, faith-based initiatives. Ghastly idea.
Master.
What do you think would happen to me in a jail cell, George?
I don't know.
If the bars are iron, I shall be trapped. I would shrivel and die. Really die. Of course, if the bars are steel, I can just pass between them, but I should still be a fugitive. Do you know how annoying that would be?
Well, wouldn't be doing me too much good, neither.
They'd have to kill me to lasso me, by gobs.
I'm certain that there are any number of Democrats who would be willing to accommodate you, Ashcroft.
Only Democrats?
Why limit ourselves?
And think of poor Rumsfeld here being forced to eat spiders and flies in prison. He tried to leave no fingerprints, but he did it in a highly suspicious manner.
Well, how come you all assuming we gonna lose? We could win.
George, sometimes your faith is really quite touching.
Most of the time, it's simply naive.
Well, how about I just tell everybody it's all your fault? They believe me on account I'm honest and trustworthy.
Are you, George? Are you really?
Sure I am. Well, mostly.
Yeah, George.
All right. I'm always right and I don't make mistakes. Like the war. I asked, what did Jesus do? And an answer came to me. Go to war and kill Saddam.
I don't recall Christ declaring war or misleading the UN.
Sure he done.
It's that comic book Bible of his from that weird little publisher in Chino, California. They have a very unconventional interpretation of scripture.
Donald, please, you are giving me hives. George, we are attempting to save our bacon, and the less uncontrolled input from the Oval Office, the better for all involved.
Huh?
He said, shut up.
Oh, okay.
Stay on script, of course.
Well, I ain't talking to no more Irishers.
Under no circumstances will you ever receive an unscripted question again.
Or I get to turn Andy Card over to the Saudis for questioning.
There ain't no torture no Saudi could do. I couldn't do as well or better.
Then you'd have to arrest yourself for violating national and international
law.
And
I'd do it too, by gobs. And that's my ruling.
Oh, Ashcroft. You're such a card.
That's pretty good. What's so funny? Well, I'm serious.
Episode 71 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Count Cheney was portrayed by the late George McCready. Rumsfeld is portrayed by the late Dwight Fry. John Ashcroft was played by the late Walter Brennan. Dr. Henry's Head was played by the head of Wilhelm von Luftkopf. George was played by Texas Red Menkowitz. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network, inviting you to stay tuned.